माधव कुंज बिहारी
Oh.
ऐसी भक्ति वेदांत संग्रह प्रभुपाद की जय। इसका संस्थापक आचार्य श्री प्रभुपाद की जय। अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय। नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय। प्रेम से बहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोपीनाथ श्याम राधा की गोवर्धन की जय। वृंदावन धाम की जय। प्रदीप धाम की जय। जगन्नाथपुरी की जय। गंगमाई की जय। जगन्मई की जय। तुलसी देव की जय। भक्ति देव की जय। समवेत भक्त की जय। All glories to you, Samudra Guru. All glories to you, Samudra Guru. All glories to you, Samudra Guru. Govardhanande. What verse is on the board?
First.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
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 First thing, I was thinking about a question asked yesterday about not accepting vanaprastha life, and I said something about it being an excuse, and that was excessive. It's a legitimate question, not just an excuse. So my apologies for that. Is that your question? Okay, chapter 7, Lord Shiva saves the universe by drinking poison. The summary of the 7th chapter is as follows. As described in this chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appearing in his incarnation as a tortoise, dove deep into the ocean to carry Mandara Mountain on his back. At first, the churning of the ocean produced Kalakuta poison. Everyone feared this poison, but Lord Shiva satisfied them by drinking it. With the understanding that when the nectar was generated from the churning, they would share it equally, the demigods and demons brought Vasuki to be used as the rope for the churning rod. By the expert arrangement of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the demons held the snake near the mouth, whereas the demigods had held the tail of the great snake. Then, with great endeavor, they began pulling the snake in both directions. Because the churning rod, Mandara Mountain, was very heavy and was not held by any support in water, it sank into the ocean. And in this way, the prowess of both the demons and the demigods was vanquished. The Supreme Personality of Godhead then appeared in the form of a tortoise and supported Mandara Mountain on his back. Then the churning resumed with great force. As a result of the churning, a huge amount of poison was produced. The Prajapatis, seeing no one else to save them, approached Lord Shiva and offered him prayers full of truth. Lord Shiva is called Ashutosh because he is very pleased if one is a devotee. Therefore, he easily agreed to drink all poison generated by the churning. The goddess Durga, Bhavani, the wife of Lord Shiva, was not at all disturbed when Lord Shiva agreed to drink the poison, for she knew Lord Shiva's prowess. Indeed, she expressed her pleasure at this agreement. Then Lord Shiva gathered the devastating poison, which was everywhere. He took it in his hand and drank it. After he drank the poison, his neck became bluish. A small quantity of the poison dropped from his hands to the ground. And it is because of this poison that there are poisonous snakes, scorpions, toxic plants, and other poisonous things in the world. Text 1. Sri Shuku Vacha, Te Nagarasham, Amatriya, Palapagena, Vasukim, Paripiya, Girao, Tasmin, Netram, Bhaktim, Bhutantita, Hare Gire, Shura, Yatta, Amritarte, Gurudvaha, Te Nagaraja Mamantriya.
You lied to me.
No.
It's written 1-3. So I didn't
I asked you what verse was on the board and you told me one.
4, 1, 2, 3.
This is three?
No, this is three, yeah.
Seems that now even the demigods lie.
Okay.
Te Nagaraja Mamantriya Palapagena Vasukim Pariviya Giro Tasnim Maitram Aptim Mudan Vitaha Arebile Surayatta Amritarte Guru Vaha. Sukadeva Goswami said, O best of the Gurus, Maharaj Prikshit, the demigods and demons summoned Vasuki, king of the serpents, requesting him to come and promising to give him a share of the nectar. They coiled Vasuki around Mandara Mountain as a churning rope, and with great pleasure they endeavored to produce nectar by churning the ocean of milk. Parihi purastaj jagarhe Pavan. The personality of Godhead, Ajita, grasped the front portion of the snake, and then the demigods followed. Tan, Naichan, Naitya, Patayo, Maha, Purusha, Cheshtitam, Na, Rinimo, Vayam, Puchcham, Aher, Angam, Amangalam, Svadhyaya, Shruta, Sampana, Prakhyata, Janma, Karmapihi, Tannai Chandai Chapatayo,
Tannai Chandai Chapatayo,
Mahapurusha Cheshtitam,
Mahapurusha Cheshtitam,
Nagrinimo Vayam Puchcham,
Nagrinimo Vayam Puchcham,
Aher Angam Amangalam,
Aher Angam Amangalam,
Svadhyaya Shruta Sampanna,
Svadhyaya Shruta Sampanna,
Prakhyata Janma Karma Ki,
Prakhyata Janma Karma Ki,
Tanai Chandai Chapatayo,
Tanai Chandai Chapatayo,
Ahapurusha Jeshtitam.
Mahapurusha Jeshtitam.
Na Grini Mo Vayam Pucham.
Na Grini Mo Vayam Pucham.
Ter Angam Mangalam.
Ame Angam Mangalam.
Svadhyaya Shruta Sampanna.
Svadhyaya Shruta Sampanna.
Sakhyata Janma Karma Hi.
Prakata Janma Karma Hi.
Annai
chandaitya patayo.
Mahapurusha
cheshtitam.
Nagrimo
vayam pucham.
Aheram
gam amangalam.
Svadhyaya
shuta sampanna. Prajata janma karma vihi.
Tannai chandaitya patayo.
Mahapurusha cheshtitam.
Nagrihinimo vayam pucham.
Aheram gam amangalam.
Svadhyaya shruta sampanna. Prakhyata janma karma vihi.
Tannai chandaitya patayo.
Mahapurusha cheshtitam.
Nagrinimo vayam pucham. Aheram gam amangalam.
Svadhyaya shruta sampanna. Prakhyata janma karma vihi.
Tannai chandaitya patayo.
Mahapurusha cheshtitam.
Nagrihimo vayam pucham.
Aheram gam amangalam.
Svadhyaya shruta sampanna.
Prakhyata janma karma vihi.
Tannai chandaitya patayo. Mahapurusha cheshtitam.
Nagrinimo vayam pucham.
Aheram gam amangalam.
Svadhyaya shruta sampanna.
Fully equipped.
Prakhyata.
Brahmanit.
Janma karma hi.
Like earth. leaders of the demons thought it unwise to hold the tail, the inauspicious portion of the snake. Instead, they wanted to hold the front, which had been taken by the personality of Godhead and the demigods, because that portion was auspicious and glorious. Thus, the demons, on the plea that they were all highly advanced students of Vedic knowledge and were all famous for their birth and activities, protested that they wanted to hold the front of the snake. Purport. The demons thought that the front of the snake was auspicious and that catching hold of that portion would be more chivalrous. Moreover, Daivas must always do the opposite of the demigods. That is their nature. We've actually seen this in relation to our Krishna consciousness movement. We are advocating cow protection and encouraging people to drink more milk and eat palatable preparations made of milk. But the demons, just to protest such proposals, are claiming that they are advanced in scientific knowledge, as described here by the words Svadhyaya Shruta Sampanna. They say that according to their scientific way, they have discovered that milk is dangerous and that the beef obtained by killing cows is very nutritious. This difference of opinion will always continue. Indeed, it has existed since the days of yore. Millions of years ago, there was the same competition. The demons, as a result of their so-called Vedic study, preferred to hold the side of the snake near the mouth. The Supreme Personality of Godhead thought it wise to catch hold of the dangerous part of the snake and allow the demons to hold the tail, which was not dangerous. But because of a competitive desire, the demons thought it wise to hold the snake near the mouth. If the demigods were going to drink poison, the demons would resolve, why should we not share the poison and die gloriously by drinking it? Om Agana Tumirantasya Gananjana Shalakaya Chakshun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kota Mayam Padhati Shapadantikam Vande Hang Shri Guru Shri Tata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sharana Raghunatam Vitam Stam Sivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sehitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sharana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitam Shah He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagat Pate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Rata Kanta Namosute Tapta Kam Shana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavane Shri Drishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hori Priye Vancha Kopatarubhyascha Kripa Sindho Pyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tan Nights Chan
daitya-patayo maha-purusha-cheshtitam nagrinimo-vayam-puchacham aher-angam-mangalam svajyaya-shruta-sam-tam-na-bhakyata-sam-na-paramati. Vishnu-bhakta-smita-daiva asura-stad-vipari. The demons are always contrary to the demigods, and their nature is to be envious. Tan aha vishita ischa dvesha samutena dvamkvohe. Envious, this envy of the personality of Godhead and his devotees is going on since time immemorial. So out of envy, so the personality of Godhead was very clever. He sees the mouth of the serpent, and demigods followed. Because the Lord knew that these demons are envious. They'll want this. Whatever part I take, they'll want that part. This must be the best part, the most auspicious part, the most glorious part, and they've seized it for themselves. No, we can't allow this to happen. He has to have it. It's foolishness. They don't calculate. Intelligent person would calculate what is actually the most advantageous position, what is the best part to take. Or they even might think that we're in this enterprise together, what would best contribute to making this enterprise a success. But instead they just thought, hey, they got that part. And immediately became envious. Why should they have that part? We should have that part. Prabhupada mentioned a similar thing that these things are always going on in politics. Someone takes something and their opponents are immediately ready to fight for it, even if it's useless, even if it's better for them to have it. This is envy, pure and simple. You're in the wrong place, my friend. This is envy, pure and simple. And this is the nature of the material world. Everyone is envious of everyone. Envy is the basic principle of this material world. Man is envious of his neighbor. Each country is envious of other countries. No one can just say, all right, everybody's, whatever we got, that's fine. Of course, the Brahminical nature is like that. Devishya lava santushto dvandvatito vimarsa. Satisfied with whatever comes, yadvichcha by its own, yadvichcha lava santushto, satisfied with whatever he gets. Dvandvatito, therefore, transcendental to mundane dualities, and vimansa, free from envy. Free from envy. Nirmatsaro pudito. If someone is free from envy in this world, he's worthy of being worshipped. So the demons, of course, they're the last wants to be free from envy. They're full of envy. So the personality of Godhead knew it, and therefore arranged for them tactfully to demand the most disadvantageous position. In regard to the words Swadhyaya Shruta Sampannaha Pratyata Janma Karma Bhi, another question may be raised. If one is actually educated in Vedic knowledge, is famous for performing prescribed activities, and has been born in a great aristocratic family, why should he be called a demon? The answer is that one may be highly educated and may have been born in an aristocratic family, but if he's godless, if he does not listen to the instructions of God, then he's a demon. There are many examples in history of men like Hiranyakashipu, Ravana, and Kamsa, who were well-educated, who were born in aristocratic families, and who were very powerful and chivalrous in fighting, but who, because of deriding the Supreme Personality of Godhead, were called Rakshasas, or demons. One may be very well educated, but if he has no sense of Krishna consciousness, no obedience to the Supreme Lord, he's a demon. That is described by the Lord himself in Bhagavad Gita. Namam Vishkitano Muta Prabhadyante Radama Maya Pratagyana Asuram Pavanashrita. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake with the atheistic nature of demons, do not swear to me. Asuram Pavan refers to not accepting the existence of God or the transcendental instructions of the personality of Godhead. Bhagavad Gita clearly consists of transcendental instructions imparted directly by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But asuras, instead of accepting these instructions directly, make commentaries according to their own whimsical ways and mislead everyone without profit, even for themselves. One should therefore be very careful of demoniac, godless persons. According to the words of Lord Krishna, even if a godless demon is very well educated, he must be considered a muta, maratma, and maya, prita, jnana. I recall one time Srila Prabhupada was in New York. The temple had moved to 61 Second Avenue, but he still had his apartment at 26. And one elderly gentleman came to the temple with a letter from Srila Prabhupada saying, yes, when I come to New York, then you can meet me. So the man came, he had his letter, so our temple president, Brahmananda Prabhu, sent me to, with the gentleman to Srila Prabhupada, to see Srila Prabhupada. So the man was very respectful. He was a member of a respected yoga society with his roots in India. And he offered his respects to Prabhupada and then said, Swamiji, there's only one thing that disturbs me. I like your movement very much, but one of your disciples said that you called Swami such and such a rascal. Actually, it wasn't Swami such and such, it was Sri such and such. And I don't understand why you would call him a rascal. It seems to me that he was a very holy man. So Prabhupada said, who has said that? Who has said that I have called him a rascal? And the man was, oh, you didn't say it? Prabhupada said, if he has said that I have said, and I have not said, then he is rascal. Well, now the man was, okay. Then Prabhupada took a book down from his shelf, little blue book. Prabhupada said, you know this book? And the man went to, Dr. Radhakrishnan, Vedanta Society. Oh, yes. So he opened the book and asked the man, read. So the man read, always think of me, become devoted to me, worship me, offer your homage to me. In this way, I assure you, you will come to me. Prabhupada said, yes, he is a very good scholar. He has translated very nicely. But now, the purport, what does he say? The man began reading. It is not to Krishna that we have to surrender, but to the unborn, beginningless, something, something, within Krishna. Prabhupada said, just see. Therefore I say they are all rascals. Then Prabhupada took this verse, and explained it a little elaborately, word by word, what's Mutalis, Naratama, Maya, Pritikana. And Prabhupada said that it is not my saying, it's Krishna's saying. What can I do? But I have to repeat the words of Krishna. So, Harada Bhakta Sukhito Marguna, Manovatena Sati Tato Vidi. One may have all good qualities, but if he's not Krishna conscious, then he has no good qualities. He's a what's that verse? What's the beginning of that? Esha Purushad Shakshad. Something Ishwaram Nabhajanti Abhijanati. If one doesn't render service to the personality of Godhead, then however great one may be, he falls back from his position. One may be a professor, one may be a demigod, one may be anything. But if one doesn't engage in the service of the personality of Godhead, then potentially one may even have attained parampadam, the impersonal absolute, still to fall back. So the So Prabhupada takes Swadhyaya Shuta Sampanna. The demons thought that we're educated. we've studied so many things. We're equipped with knowledge, education, and everything. So we have our books, we have our everything. Don't take us for fools. This is the demonic mentality, to be puffed up with a little bit of education. Chanmai Sharya Shuta Vishwidhiri Yamana Nadat Kumar. One gets a birth in an aristocratic family, one gets some money, one gets some education, one is a little good looking, and then he thinks he's hot stuff. And he doesn't need the personality of God. So the demons always think that way. Swadhyaya, we've studied deeply. But the problem is that because of their turning away from the personality of Godhead, Maya Pratyajana, their so-called knowledge is stolen by illusion. Real knowledge, whatever real knowledge there might be, or elsewhere it said, what is that? Avritam Gyaname Tena Gyanino Nityavarina Kama Rupena Kontea Dushpurena. So the demons, finally, they're all lusty. It means that they want to enjoy the property of the personality of God. This was Ravana. He's educated and highly qualified, but his desire, let me enjoy this way or that way. Let me even enjoy the consort of Ram. So he was destroyed because of kamamashrita dushpura, taking shelter of insatiable material desires. This is their problem. The godly persons, yavichchalava santushta, whatever comes, satisfied. And the demons, aneka chitta vibhanta, they're, what is that? They're ahashapasha shikara bhutta kama krota para. Ihante kama bhogartam anjayena artha sanchaya. This is their business. Ashapasha shikara, they have so many desires. They're bound up by this desire, that desire. Ashapasha shikara bhutta kama krota para. And they're vengeful, thirsty for sex, for power, for money. Inante kama polavartam. Sense gratification. And for that they accumulate money by hook or by crook, anjayena sanchaya. This is their business. Yeah, that's right. Idam adyam mayala tamimam apsyayam orata. Idam astidam apine parishati pranartana. That I got this much now. Idam adyam mayala tamimam. And I've got my strategy, so I'll get more. Idam astidam apime bhavishyati punardhanam. My assets will multiply. Aso maya hatashchakshur anishe chaparam api. I've murdered my enemies, I'll murder more of them, either literally or we'll kill the competition corporately. Ishiro, I am powerful. Humble me. I can enjoy. Ishroham aham bodhi siddhoham. Nothing wrong with me, I'm perfect. Balavan, powerful, sukhi, happy. Adyo vijanavan asmi. I'm surrounded by aristocratic a circle, what is that? Mandalapadishwini. I'm surrounded by aristocratic relatives. Konyosti, Sadrusho, who else is there? Like me. Yakche, Dasyami, Modisha. I'll give some charity, I'll perform sacrifices, religious rituals. I will enjoy. Iti again, be more. In this way, they're completely bewildered. Well, this is the demonic mentality. This is not just a group of deformed creatures from Hindu mythology with big teeth and necklaces of bones and big laughs. Ha 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 ha! Ho ho ho! You know, your Bollywood. And similar things go on today. And we all recognize it. We all know that there are bad countries that do terrible things, but none of us think that it's our own country that we do the same kind of thing. But everyone's in this game. So the demons are not just weird-looking creatures. But they're the powerful sense gratifiers of modern society, who anyayena artha sanchaya, who somehow or other gather money this way or that way, and use it not for the service of the proprietor, but for their own interests. For what they think is their own interests. They don't even know their own. And they engage for their own interests. They have think tanks. They have policy institutes. They, you know, are carefully considering public questions of importance from various different angles of vision to help the government and to help the people be better informed so that they can make wise decisions. They undertake scientific studies, and they have professional sociologists and psychologists and chemists and physicists seriously looking into these questions, but it's all designed to serve. Finally, the conclusion is, let's recommend a policy that will benefit us. These people are on the payroll, after all. Same thing we find that for decades, the tobacco industry was coming out with scientific evidence that smoking causes no problems whatsoever. They had their scientists, they had their studies, they had their... And it was all cheating. Pay some shuja scientists, and they'll do their studies, and they'll say, yes, you know, just as our employers said. The tobacco industry, the liquor industry, the meat industry, they hire well-educated, intelligent people to serve their interests, so that they can get money, more and more, more money than they know what to do with it, even. And let people suffer. All right, people get cancer. Our stockholders are interested in that. There was one study, not study, strategy document. Somehow or other, there was a lawsuit in Canada involving some big tobacco company against somebody else. And the company produced all sorts of documents to enter into evidence to support their case. And somehow, inadvertently, they entered into evidence one of their strategy documents, which clearly showed that an important part of their strategy was to target teenagers and less than teenagers. Basically, teenagers or young teenagers. Because once you're, you know, in your 20s, you've already chosen your brand or chosen not to smoke or whatever. You're, you know, so expensive to get you on our side. But when you're like 12, 13, 14, 15, then we can advertise our products with cartoon camels and other such attractive mascots and get you to be our customer for all of your short life. So they knew. Nobody had more data about the ill effects of tobacco than the tobacco companies. Nobody knew more about tobacco than they did. They knew exactly. It's not that they were clueless. They knew exactly what they were doing. Let them suffer, but let us make money. That's all. And so many other industries, they know. But we don't care. Let us make money. This is the demonic mentality, and it's not mythological, it's not allegorical, it's not fictitious, it's real. And at the base of it is this godless mentality. Why should Krishna know? Why shouldn't we know? And why should we follow any laws of God, any commandments or dharmic principles? We have our own principles by the same way. Vishnu Bhakta Smita Daiva Asura Stavya Karna. Any questions? Or comments?
Krishna.
make a distinction between the devas.
So, I see who is Krishna conscious. So, what about pious people from other religious systems?
No, we don't care which religious system. Vishnu Bhakta, those who are devoted to gods, Mitra Deva, and Asuras, Tattva Party, just the opposite. But are you actually a follower? That was Prabhupada's question. It's good you're Christian, you're Muslim, you're Jewish, you're this, but are you following? Thou shalt not kill, Prabhupada used to always quote, are you following? Or are you just claiming I'm this, I'm that? Otherwise, godly people, doesn't matter, we don't care which religion that we live in. What is that? So I from Sambhu Karma, he told Bhaktir Bhakshute, away to get for theatre. Yeah, no, super secret. We don't care what religion you belong to. We're not impressed, oh, I'm Hindu. Nonsense. Drinking, smoking, woman hunting, Hindu. We don't distinguish between you and the drinking, smoking, woman hunting, Christian, or atheist. You're all rubbish. Or a godly person, he may come from any community. Yes.
One of the verses that the holiness was mentioning, that there is a possibility of fall wrong even from param padam.
Yes.
But Krishna says, yet that was the
way to that's a different thing. Okay. That param padam, or Ryu Krishna, patantyatva, that means from the paramjyoti. Because it's an unconstitutional position. That's the verse. Patantyato, anadrityushmanam, because they've neglected the lotus feet of the personality of Godhead, they must go back. That's the.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
You said that the earlier pages, the demons and the demigods are segregated.
Demons and demigods are?
Segregated.
Segregated.
Yes. And in present age, the demon is demigods live in the same world.
Yes, I've heard this before in such age. Where is this from? I don't know. I've never heard Prabhupada mention it. I'm not contesting it. I just haven't seen where it's stated, and Prabhupada never made a point of it. But, all right, we accept it that in this age, the divine and demonic qualities are found even within one person. Yes. But, yes.
It becomes difficult to distinguish.
Difficult to distinguish. Not so difficult to distinguish. First of all, does he acknowledge the supremacy of the personality of Godhead, or he's opposed? That's the litmus test, as they say. He's a scientist. Everything is it can be explained by the workings of natural forces. There's no need to invoke any supernatural explanations. Yeah, that's clearly unambiguously demonic. There's no God. Jagadabhu or Nishra. I'm God, you're God, we're all God. There's so much that's very, where it's unambiguous. And Sriyam Sunam, Dutam Panam Sriyam Sunam, Yatra Dharma Chaturvita, gambling, eating, woman hunting, this is thing. It's not that hard to distinguish. You look at their civilization, is it really godly? Or is it demonic? Is it aimed at glorification of the Supreme Lord and obedience to the principles of the Lord? Is it aiming for elevation and gradual liberation from the Please let us enjoy, let us enjoy. Let us enjoy regardless, this way, that way. Otherwise, a godly person, they may also let us enjoy. But let us enjoy according to the rules. Just like in the state, there are always these two classes of people, the law-abiding and the outlaws. The law-abiding people want to enjoy, and the outlaws want to enjoy. But the outlaws want to enjoy any which way. They have no respect for the law. They'll bribe, they'll steal, they'll cheat, they'll waste, they'll do anything. Therefore, outlaws. And the law-abiding people, these are the laws, we have to pay our taxes, we have to drive on this side of the road, we have to do this, we have to do that. So they're law-abiding. And sometimes, all right, even a law-abiding person, he cheats a little. But basically, you say he's a law-abiding. The judge will say he's basically a law-abiding person. He's made some mistake. He's transgressed something. But you can see he's a decent person. He's a law-abiding person. And even the outlaws may sometimes follow some laws, but they're outlaws. It's not so hard to tell.
How can we understand actually this position of demons in Shastras? We have description in Shastra, we have description of Daivas and Dhanavas who are perpetually getting this demonic mentality, but
your acoustics are not that great and you don't speak with an American accent, so slow down, please.
How to understand that like in Shastra, we have descriptions mentioned.
Daishas, Dhanavas.
Daishas and Dhanavas, so these are kind of demonic races or something. How to understand that the soul gets again and again this demonic body or mentality? And so the degrading, you know, according to the karma, you know, to the animal. Lower species, you know, kind of, you know, then suffering the unwanted activities. Because if somebody performs pious activities, he gets higher, but if he performs demonic activities, he should, according to laws of karma, end in the, you know, hellish condition.
So your question seems to be, how do we understand that demonic people are born in
again
and again in demonic families rather than spending lower species of life? Mudha yonishu janmishu. One meaning mudha is animal society, the other meaning is demon, a fool. Mudha. So that's another way they can be. Yes. And that's also stated. Asurim yoni mapan mudha jan. What is that? Asurim yoni mapan na mudha janani janani. So they're asurim yoni mapan. They're born of demonic families. It's stated in Bhagavad Gita. Mudha. So that mudha can be the, you know, fools. So the animal-like human beings. Animal-like human beings. And finally, paramāgata, māma prāpya kanti, to put it down to paramāgata. But they don't go back to God, instead they can go down to the lowest. But according to one's karma, one wants to be demonic, he can be born in a demonic family and be trained in demonism from early on and be a puppet demon.
Here in the purport, Srila Prabhupada,
mentioned that demons will try to scientifically prove that milk is bad.
Yeah, demons try to scientifically prove that milk is bad.
Since that Prabhupada predicted vegan society. Mm-hmm. Vegans.
A vegan demons. Society, yeah.
So one devotee just brought me a letter that he's planning to open a vegan type of go-industry. So shall we just go on preaching our words of milk? Or shall we make this adjustment?
You have to decide. This different. Finally, we don't care, milk or no milk. We want people to become Krishna conscious. We're not just the international milk consciousness society. Finally, it's Krishna. So if they want to be vegan, and we offer them vegan prasadam, so somehow or other they're getting prasadam. If they only want to eat green food, we'll give them green prasadam. If they only want to eat blue food, we'll give them blue prasadam. So that's there. And of course, they become devotees, then they may think, what does this vegan mean? Sweet rice.
I would like to be spiritual.
You'd like to be spiritual, me too. Okay, go ahead.
But not religious.
But not religious.
Are they, I mean,
what does it mean? It's a slogan, spiritual but not religious. What does it mean? What would you like to be?
I mean, they don't want to hear from scriptures, Gita or Bhagavatam.
Is that what it means? Spiritual but not religious? But they don't want to hear from...
Yeah, they don't want to follow any injections in the scriptures, but they concoct something and try to call that a scripture.
Yeah, that's also useless. Otherwise, if your idea is you don't like religious institutions, religious doctrines, religious... All right, chant Hare Krishna. And do whatever you want. But please chant Hare Krishna. And if he takes chanting of Hare Krishna, one thing, next thing. They have this idea of spiritual but not religious. So they're not religious, okay, that's good. And they're not spiritual. They want to be spiritual but not religious. But because they don't know what spiritual is, they have a poor fund of knowledge. They have bad experience with religion. What is this religion all? What is that? Kaitavata. Our approach is quite so in Bhagavatam, this cheating religion is kicked out. So we're not preaching Hindu religion, Christian religion, this religion, that religion. We're giving spiritual knowledge. We're approaching the dharmas, according to the dharmas, approaching them, take that. So I'll take this chanting of Hare Krishna. The spiritual but not religious, they're not against books. They want wisdom, so they're ready to read this book, that book, any book, and pick and choose. So read these books. They're spiritual. Anyone who knows anything about spirituality will have to say these books are spiritual. So read them. See what you think. Take what you like. And we'll carry on from there. Time has come to an end. Last question.
Maharaj, it is said vidya vidyanti ganayam, the knowledge leads to humility. Knowledge leads to humility. So how is that one become puffed up by you?
How does one become puffed up?
By knowledge.
Knowledge leads to humility. How does one become puffed up by knowledge? First thing is, what kind of knowledge does he have? Does he actually have knowledge? Real knowledge begins with humility. Amane tvam matamte tvam nisar chantir rakir. These are the items of knowledge. But they have knowledge. What is that knowledge? The behavior of a protozoa in contact with blah, 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 blah. there. I mean, if they don't have ABC, they don't know how to wash their hands before they eat. But they're men of knowledge. And very proud, yes, I've got a degree, I did my undergraduate work here, but I've got a graduate work here, I did my, actually I did my second work here. And very distinguished and very erudite. But they don't know who they are, they don't know what the purpose of life is, they don't know how to control their senses. Humility is like last seen by them 100 million years ago. So, real knowledge, therefore, Anyadavar Vidya. The Ishopanishad, there's a distinction between knowledge and so called by ignorance, one goes down, and by so-called knowledge, one goes further down.